Bo'u linosei. Also, an orphan, a boy or a girl come to Beis Din, they want to get married, they need money to get married. They want money from tzedakah to get married. Halacha is ma'asin es yisayma. First, Beis Din takes care of the girl. V'yachakach ma'asin es hayosim. And then they take care of the boy. V'vneisha bushosai shal isha maruba mishalish. An isha has more embarrassment, whether about not to be married, she's more embarrassed about it than a man. Therefore, it's more important to marry off the girl first, and then we'll marry off the boy. Tana Rabbanu learned like this: Yosam Shabo Lisa, a Yosam, an orphan boy, comes to get married. Is Soichrim Loi Bayis. Beis Din has to take care of him and rent an apartment for him. Or Matzian Loi Mita, you have to make sure he has a bed. The whole Kli Tashmish, all the utensils he needs to live with, he has to have. That's what Beis Din has to take care of him from the tzedakah. And after we prepare these things for him, then we make the chasna, then we marry him off. Shenemah, the pasuk says, "Bainoni day machsoroi asheyech saloi." Like you have to give him what he needs. So we dashin like this: day machsoroi zehabayis. So you have to give him a house to live in. Asheyech sar zemita v'shochum. You have to give him a bed and a table. Loi, what does it mean to him? Zoisha, we have to then marry him off, give him a wife. The chayin away, but the pasuk says, "Es aloi yez the kenegdoi." I'll make him from Adam an yez the kenegdoi. That's his wife. So a wife goes into the word loi. That's the yez the kenegdoi. Tana Rabbanu learned like this. The pasuk says, "Dei machsara." You have to give him his needs. Ata mitzuv olav lefarnasoi. You mitzuv to give him panosim and give him food to manage to live on. But viata mitzuv olav liashroi. You don't have the chiyum to make him rich more than he deserves. You don't have to give him. Then the pasuk says, "Ashiyech saloi," what he's missing. That means, "Afilu sus lichav olav v'yever loris lechonav." Let's say the person before was rich, or he was used to having a horse to ride on, or he was used to having an eved to run in front of him, and now he becomes poor, he doesn't have any money. Beis Din has to give him these things also. That's called "Ashiyech saloi," what he's missing from what he had. If he was used to having more, and now he becomes poor, then chiyuv tzedakah is to give him what he's used to having. Omru Olav al Hillel HaZaken, it was said about Hillel HaZaken, Shelo kach li oni ben toivim echad, that he once bought for an oni that came from a nice mishpacha. In other words, I said they were first rich, they were used to having things, and now he became poor. So he bought for this person sus lichav olav, that the person should have a horse to ride on, v'yevad loris lefonav, and he should also have a servant to do things for him, run in front of him. And Pamachas, it once happened that leimotza ever loris lefonav, Hillel couldn't find a servant for the person, for this oni. Perotz lefonav shloisha milin. So Hillel himself ran for this oni, was like a servant for this oni. He ran for him 3 milim. Right, the Tana Rabbonin. Maisa b'yanshe golul elyon. Once after the story, the people living in the golul elyon, in the top golul, she'alokul yonah, they once bought for a poor person, ben toivin, that originally came from a nice mishpacha. He was used to having a lot, and then he became poor. So they brought Ben Toivim Echa Mitzipori, that was living in Tzipori, Litra Bosa, like a pound of meat, Litra Bosa. B'chol Yoim, every day they brought him a Litra of Bosa. Fred Gemara, Litra Bosa, my Revus, like what's so great about that? That's like normal. A pound of meat a day is normal. Shrashib Litra Bosa, Shoye Bosa B'yoker, for Yitzorach Bosa B'timei Litra Mois. He used to spend the amount of money. Oh, that's the terrace ready. The Morris Kashrus, so what's so great about that? He gave him a pound worth of meat. Omer Alfuna, what it means to say is litra bosor misheloifus. One shot is they gave him chicken teat. A mashma chicken is more expensive, so that was the chashrus of thing. They gave him good meat teat. The boy is saying another terrace is belitra bosor mamish. In other words, not that they gave him a pound of meat, but it was a pound of money they had to use in order to buy the meat. Like Rashi says, the meat went up in value, it was very expensive, the meat. They had to use a pound of money to buy this meat. So that was the chiddush, still they used to do it. Even though he's an oni now, but since Mashdawar, that's what he was used to having before, that's what the pasuk says, yech saloi, what he's missing, you have to give him. Ravashi Yomar, hosom kfar koton hoy, it could be no. It's like poshid, you give him a pound of meat. The question is, what's so great about that? Everybody gets a pound of meat. The Teretz Yisrael was in a small town. They used to have to shech the whole animal just to give him this pound of meat. That was a bichidish. It was a small town. They did not need a whole animal every day there. So when they used to shech the animal to give the boy fresh meat every day, a pound, that was a big kiddush. Even though he has to like waste the whole rest of the animal, still they did it every day to give him the meat that he needed. Right, who once happened a case, the Yosla came with the Rebbe Nechemia. They came in front of Rebbe Nechemia. Omalad, he said to him, Bema Atasoy. There was a nonny, a poor person, came in front of Rebbe Nechemia and said, I'm poor, give me tzedakah money. So Nechemia said, what are you used to eating? Like we had before, you have to give him what he was used to. Is Omalad, he answered back, Babosa Shaman, I'm used to eating big fat steaks. V'yayin Yoshin, Gezumta old wine, the real stuff I'm used to eating. Is Ritzayin Choshet as Galgal and me. So Nechemia said to him, would you want, please, it is Galgal and me, B'adoshim. I don't eat those things. I eat portion of beans. Maybe you want to come and live like I do. I'll give you my beans. Is Galgal Imo? The Oni said, okay, I'll try it out. So Galgal Imo, he tried it out like that. B'adoshim, teed his regular beans. Umeis, and the Oni died because of that. He wasn't used to it. He was used to eating his big steaks and meat and wine, and he died from this. Is almost a chum said then, Oyla lezeh, shahorgu Nechemia, oyvet to this person that Nechemia killed. And other rabbis, some suggest the opposite. Oyla lezeh, oyvet to Nechemia, shahorgu lezeh. The oyvet is Nechemia that killed this person. Why? That's what he should have said, right? Oyla Nechemia, shahorgu lezeh, mi boy, that's what he should have said. Oyvet to Nechemia, that he killed this person. Sumar says, Eliyuhu, de loyiboy le fluke nashi. The reason why they didn't say this way is because the person himself shouldn't have made himself such a mafunik. True, he enjoys eating meat and wine, but he shouldn't have gone so far that he taught himself that he can't eat anything else. And now that they gave him some beans to eat, he died because of that. So it's not really called Nechem, he killed him, it's called he killed himself. Like, he shouldn't have been such a mafunik. So, Kulihai. So who the Yosla came with the Rava? A person came in front of Rava. Omalei, also when Nani came and asked Rava for money, for food. Omalei, so Rava asked him, B'mai Atasoid, what are you used to eating? Omalei, B'tarna Goyles, Ketuma, a nice fat chicken. V'yayin Yoshin, Gezunti Geshmak, old wine. Omalei, he said back to him, V'loi Chayashto, L'duchto de Sipuroi, Yishno, the money I'm giving you now is stocker money. Know where the money comes from. I collect the money from the tzibur. Everybody has to give money from tzedakah. And you're going to take a big check? So don't you feel bad the fact you're taking money from the tzibur. The chura, like you're forcing the tzibur to give you money. Omalei answered back, no. Oto mididhu ka'achilna. Do you think I'm eating from their money? You think it's really their money? Midirachmona ka'achilna. I'm eating from the Eibishter's money. The Tanya, we learned like this. The pasuk says, "Ein echalecha yisaberu, v'yato noisen lemasochlam bitoy." Hakadosh Baruch Hu gives everybody his food at its right time. Bitom loy nemer doesn't say in the right time. Ela bitoy, what you are used to. Melameit shekolechod v'yecho noisen Hakadosh Baruch Hu panasosoy bitoy. Whatever you're used to having, Hakadosh Baruch Hu will give you. So I'm used to having my big fat meat here, my big wine, and I am taking the money now from tzedakah. So what? Start the pshat, it's their money. The Eibishter's money, the Eibishter wants to give it to me, this is the way I'll give it to me. Did it l'shem shemayim, is this. I'm not taking their money, their money is stocker money. What I'm getting is the Kodesh Baruch Hu's money. And if I deserve to have it, that's what Hashem wants to give me, this much, so he has a right to take it. In the meantime, also Yachtei the Rav, Rav's sister came, L'chozle Tleis Tashon, he didn't see her for 12 years. The Yasle Tanagota Petuma, and Punkta's sister brought Rav in our present, a big fat chicken. For Yain Yoshin and old wine. In other words, now Rava had this food to give to the Yoni. So Maida Kamoil, Rava wondered, what's going on here? And what the incident like? What happened here? Rashi says, my dove is there, Shiro Lefanai. Atashta Yisu Ragabakar, Shabosla Zulakan, the Gosviam Yashvi Yodi. I'm not used to eating this type of food. And all of a sudden, the day that the Yoni says he wants it, I get this food. Omalei, so he said, so by stois, so Rava said back to this Oni now, Nenaitilcho, like please forgive me, I'm sorry I spoke so strong to you. Kum echo, come and eat. Now the Rava was masking to you, you're doing the right thing, Taka. If you are used to eating it, then you have betoken, Hashem will give you what you want, you deserve to have it. Tana Rabbanim learned like this. Ein loy, the person doesn't have money. Vienna writes Lispanis, but he's embarrassed to go collect money from tzedakah. So what does Bezdin do? Noistin lo l'shum havo. We should give him the money, but Torah alone. Don't say we give it to you for tzedakah, but be nice and say we'll lend you money. At the end, when it comes to collect the money, you'll be moichlet, say, you know what, keep it for a present. That's the way to do it. Divi Rebbe Meir. For Chacham Rim, noisna l'shum atana. No, first go straight and give it to him for a present. For Chayzum noisna loy l'shum halvo. And then later give it to him, the Torah alone. For the Gemara, that doesn't make sense. L'shum atana l'shokul. You can't go straight to the poor person and say, here, take a present. He won't want to take it. That's what we're saying as far now. In the case of a person that needs the money but doesn't want to take it. So you can't offer it to him for a present. So I'm a robber, I meant to say it like this. We start off saying we want to give you a present. And if he doesn't accept the present, then you tell him, you know what, I'll loan you the money. And later on, you just don't collect the money back. What about Yeshloi Vienna Rosalis Farnes? Let's say Yeshloi, somebody has money, but he doesn't want to use his own money, he wants to starve. The guy is very stingy, he has money in the bank, he just doesn't want to use it, he doesn't have what to eat right now. Is Noistin Lalishumatana, so what we're supposed to do is, he shouldn't starve. We're supposed to give him food, but there is a present. And then later we'll go and collect the money from him. Later we'll collect it. If you do that, he won't take any more. It can happen one time, you give him money, but then when he sees you collecting the money back, he'll never take again. So there's not a good eitzah. So Papa said like this, what I mean to say is li'acham isa. After the guy goes, then we have a right to go to Yerushalayim and say, listen, your father had money in the bank, just he never wanted to use it. So we gave him money in the meantime to use, but the money was only really b'teres halvor, and later we have a right to collect all the money back. We have Shimon, and Shimon says like this, what's going to be Yeshla, a man that has money, v'yein eroitzel esparnis, but he doesn't want to use his own money. So he holds, ein ezokakin loy, such a person we don't look at. Bezin does not have to give him any tzedakah at all. Tell the guy, go. You don't want to use your money, don't use it, don't come to us though. We're not mechuyev to give a guy tzedakah if he's stingy. You know, if he has money, just doesn't want to use his own money, it's ain't a zakun loy. Ainla, what about a person that the attacker doesn't have any money? The ain't a reitzel is finest, and he doesn't want to take money either. Oyrim loy, we tell him, abo mashkin, listen, take a mashkin here. In other words, we'll loan, we're going to give you a loan, and we'll take a mashkin. For toil, kadesh tezuach daite olov, to make him feel good. As if to say, we're really giving you a Torah alone. Whereas here, take the $1,000, and we're even asking a pledge from you. That makes the guy feel good, like he sees he's not taking it only because it's tzedakah, but he's taking a loan. So make it easy for him to take the loan. Tana Rabbanan, word like this. The pasuk says, Havit, ze shein loy, v'yene restless banis, shenoistin loy l'shum havo. Havit means like give tzedakah, so it means a person that doesn't have any money, he doesn't want to take the money, give him the money, but Torah alone. At the end, don't take the money back. Give it to him as a present. That's called Havet, give him a present. Like, what does Tavitenu mean? Zeh sheyeshloi, a person that has money. V'yene reitzelis panas, he doesn't want to use his own money. Shenoistin loy, again, this is not like Reb Shimon, but like the Tanakam before, that we do give him money. L'shum atana, right now we'll tell him, listen, we're giving you a present. But v'chosvim v'nefroim emenu li'acham isa. Like we learned before, but later when the guy dies, then we go to the Yerushalayim and we collect all the money back. Divi Rabbi Yehuda, this is Rabbi Yehuda Shita. The Chum Maimrim know that Yesh Loi V'yein Eroitzel Espanas and Ezakakin Loi. The person has money, he doesn't want to use it, we don't look at him, we don't give him no more money. Tell him, use your own money. If so, V'yelamani Mekayim Tavitenu, what is the double ocean of Havei Tavitenu? What do you mean give to like two presents? So it means, Divi Retorik Loshim Layodim, it's only one thing. That we give money to somebody that can't afford it. And you have to, if he doesn't want to take it, he should give it to him a terrorist alone. Right now, say, I'm lending you the money, and later it ends up to be a matana. Why does the Torah say the double ushin? Sometimes that Torah talks the way people talk also. All right, then. Yeah. He had a poor person in his neighborhood. Every day, Marukva used to privately put $400 in his threshold there, in his doorpost. No, the owner never saw Mazutra. Mazutra used to deposit every day $400 in his threshold. Is Yoyma Echad, one day Yoma, the Oni, the poor person said, Ezel Ichse Man Kovet B, Hu Tibusa, let me go see who's giving me this money. It happened one day, Mazutra came home late from the Beis HaMedrash. She stood a little bit late. As Yasi de Vesu Badei, so his wife Masha went to go get him, and they're walking home together. And on the way home, he always used to deposit the money. So Kibun de Chazir de Komatsu Le Ledosha, as soon as the Yoni saw that day he was waiting to see who puts the money there. So the Yoni, as soon as he saw somebody going near his threshold of the door, Nafik Basrayum, he ran out to see who they are. So when Ramazut Marukva saw the Yoni coming outside, Royit Mikameh, he ran away from him. And Ayalu Atuna, he had a hide in an oven. Tevi Grufa Nura, that they just took out the coals. The kids said the oven was pretty hot. He had no other place to hide. We'll soon see why he did this. Tevi Kol Meklayin Karya de Marukva. Marukva's foot started to burn. He had to jump into a nice hot oven. True, there was no coals there anymore, but it's still pretty hot. His foot was started to burn. His Omrulais, his wife said to him, Omrul de Besua, Shokul Karecho Eisva Karoi. My feet are not burning. If your feet are hot, put them on top of my feet. Kitzah, Mashmet, she had biggest chusim than he did. So her tzitkis was greater because her chus, he was saved. So Chol Shadaiti felt very bad, Marukfi. So his wife was greater than him. Omrulais, she said like this, Ano shechichne begavoy de Besa. Me, the lady, I'm at home. And when I give stock, when I give the poor people money, what do I give? I give them food. Or mekarva niyasa. It's much easier. They enjoy it faster. Now, as you, a man, what do? You give $400 to him every single day. With that money, what can he do with it? He can't eat it. He has to go out and buy the food. But when aniyim come to me, I give them food ready to eat. Mashma, that's the biggest chus. The closer the money is, the closer the thing is for them to enjoy, that's the biggest chus. Why was so great? Hakam Rukva had to run and hide himself and put himself even into a hot oven. It was better for a person. You should put yourself into a hot oven. And you should not embarrass your friend Barabim. Like here, Marukva did not want to embarrass this Ani, this poor person that he's always giving him the money. That's why he ran away and even hid himself in an oven, not to embarrass that Ani. Minolan, how do we know this? Mitoma from Toma, the Siddur Pasuk says, Himutzah, she was taken out, she was going to let herself be killed, and not to tell, not to embarrass Yehuda. Fight the Marukva, Heve Ania Bishavus, he used to have also an Ani, a poor person in his neighborhood. Every Erev Yom Kippur would send him $400. Yom Echad, one time, Shadrinun Alei, Viyad Brei. He couldn't go himself, Marukvi sent his son. Osi went there, the son went to Omalei. So the son said that he told me, Loi Tzarech, I don't need it any, I don't need the money. Omar, so Marukvi asked the son, My Chazisa Chazoi, what did you see there? His son said, Chazoi, I saw the Komazaf La Yain Yoshin. They had so much wine, they were even sprinkling good Kishmaka wine on the floor. Omar, he said, Mafunke kuli hai. Mash for that person, such a big mafunak, like he needs so much money, is Aifinu bishadrinan alei. He doubled the money, Rashi says. Kaflininu. Mashmi saw that much money wasn't enough for him. He was used to having so much, so he sent him twice as much money. Ki konoch navshei, when he was about to die, Marukva, Omar, he said like this, Aisile chushbonu itzaka. Bring me my cheshbin, my book, that I write down all how much stock I give away, how much money I have left to give tzedakah. Let me see the cheshbon of my tzedakah. Is Ashkach he found every ksiv bei shivas alfa dinri. There was another 7,000 dinri to give out for tzedakah. Sianki, from this place Sianki, Rashi Mokim. Is Omri said like this, Maruk with himself. Zavdoi klila. This is a very small reserve for Yochur Chikosai, and I have a long way to go. In other words, he felt he's dying now. He has to go to Shemayim. So he wanted to have more tzeid. He wanted to have more food to take along with him. More tzeid l'derech. So what he did was, bizbezeh l'palgim emayna. Half of his money that he only gave away for tzedakah then. For the Gemara, how could you do like this? If somebody wants to give away tzedakah, he should not give more than a fifth of his property. So how come here he gave away half of his property? And with the Gemara Hani, immediately, when can't he give away more than a fifth? Mechayim. When he's still alive and going to live longer. Shema Yorad Minachosav, because then he'll only become poor that way, and he'll have to come on to stock himself. So Kol Zaman, you're living and going to live, you have to keep the money for yourself, you can't give away more than a fifth. Al here, he was dying. So La'acha Misa Leslambor, when he's dying, he give all his money away. There's no shiur to how much you can give away then. Fact, Reb Abba have a tsairi zuzei besudra. Reb Abba tsairi used to wrap around money in his sudra, in his scarf. Vishadle lachurei sent throw it in back of, and throw the scarf in back of him. Homamtin avshar leveyenai, and he would like let himself be found near the aniyim. Homatsli enim ramoi, and he would check back to see if any ramoi, if phonies are taking the money. Kids, so that's the way he let the aniyim take his money, that they shouldn't be embarrassed as if he's giving it to them, but he made sure no phonies were there. Rav Chanina heve yehu aniyya, devi rogul ishdurulei arba zuzei, komali shabata. Rav Chanina used to send one poor person $400 every Shabbos. Yoy mechod, one time, shadrinan alei biyad veisua. He sent it by his wife. Is also, so she came back, omla, she said, let's sorach, the guy said, I don't need it. So my chazah, so yes, his wife, what did you see there? Shama heard that he kamri lua. But my atisot, I heard the way they asked this person, you thought he was poor. They asked this person, what do you want to eat today? What are you eating? He says, but told, they asked him,